USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to see the energy of the protests following the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis put into definitive actions.
New York should pass what we call the Say Their Name reform agenda.
The proposed law would make police officers' disciplinary records transparent, definitively ban police chokeholds, make false race-based 911 calls a hate crime, and codify that the state attorney general must act as an independent prosecutor for all police murder cases. With huge protests in Washington, D.C., the Pentagon told National Guardsmen deployed in the Capitol not to use firearms or ammunition. Also, Defense Secretary Mark Esper ordered the remaining active duty soldiers who'd been on standby in the D.C. area back to their home base. This is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has formally clinched the Democratic presidential nomination following Tuesday's presidential primaries. Biden took on President Trump over his Rose Garden comments, suggesting George Floyd would think it was a great day in terms of equality. Touting better-than-expected May employment figures, President Trump connected that to George Floyd's death.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden responded to the president.
George Floyd's last words, "I can't breathe," have echoed all across this nation and quite frankly around the world. For the president to try to put any other words in the mouths of George Floyd, I frankly think is despicable.
Johns Hopkins University finds new cases of COVID-19 are now rising faster worldwide. For the past week, there's been over 100,000 cases a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Delivery workers who broke curfew in New York are being bailed out, USA's John Hunt reports.
Food delivery companies are now pledging to protect their workers by offering legal support to those delivery people who are wrongly accused for making deliveries past curfew in New York City. The curfew, implemented to control protesters, is in effect every day from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until June 8th. But essential workers, which includes people who make food deliveries, are permitted to do their jobs during those hours, according to the office of Mayor Bill de Blasio. If they are stopped by the police, delivery people only need to identify themselves as essential workers. Online food ordering service Uber Eats is also committing to protecting all of its workers, pledging to offer them legal support if they're wrongly arrested for violating curfew. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
There is some new guidance on face coverings just put out by the World Health Organization. The official name for protective face coverings at this point is fabric masks. The new three-layer guidances are for the general public. Each layer of the mask is designed for a specific purpose. The inner layer, the one right next to your face, should be an absorbent material, like cotton. The middle layer should be a non-woven material, like polypropylene, which is the filter. And finally, an outer layer of a non-absorbent material, such as polyester or a polyester blend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.